Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You have epilepsy?
Yeah, so they can see seizures coming.
Your audience has epilepsy every time you go on stage.
Lewis doesn't know the difference between epilepsy and narcolepsy.
She's flashy and bright. And that's what I was saying. So she makes her audience have like seizures and shit when she goes on stage. What were you talking about? Narcolepsy? Oh, like the sleeping. Oh, I get why you would say that. That makes sense. Seizures. I know.
I know about seizures. Spring, winter, fall.
Seizure. I love little seizures. Pizza, pizza.
Seizure salad, hold the tongue.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. We have another episode of the Real Ass Podcast. It's your favorite podcast. As always, with your international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, my friend, to you. I'm trying to not be stressed out.
It's all right, man. He's into it.
He isn't into it. I'm in the middle of a big move right now. It's all fucking happening. All happening around me. Slept in the new place last night. Just life of boxes. Life of boxes, folks.
Does that mean pussy?
Tons of boxes being thrown my way now that I got this new place. No, my life is, I'm living out of boxes. And no matter how good you label those boxes, they're just not labeled enough. Mm. You know, trying to find soap.
I feel like this box got herpes.
Don't have no soap. No soap.
Yeah. This box won't stop calling. And this box blocked me.
Socks. Socks.
And as a Puerto Rican, that's a big deal.
This box is fat.
No soap.
No soap, no socks. Like a Puerto Rican.
No, that's a Dominican.
Yeah, no socks is not. Yeah, it's Dominican.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. As always, two incredible guests on the show. You know her and love her from News for Women. Chloe LaBranch is back on the show.
Hey. What's up?
What's up, Chloe?
How are you?
What up, Chloe Show?
I'm wearing my merch.
Hell yeah.
Someone's got to.
And you know him from his podcast, Men Are Talking. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Zenhauser's back on the show.
It's about time.
It's been a minute. Where you been, Ant?
Just in living out of boxes. Yeah. Like literal boxes.
Box life?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like, I'm all about that box
collecting
life.
Collecting boxes and just living on the street in boxes.
He just put in a loan to live in a box car, though.
Box car.
Life's been pretty good, though. For
Hobo chili.
Beyond that, I'm feeling pretty goddamn nice. I did a show with Tim Dillon last week. I opened up for him.
Name drop.
In Englewood, New Jersey. And Mike Feeney was also on those shows. And Mike Feeney, I was talking about how I was going to move. He's like, and I was like, yeah, I hired a company to like do all the packing and all the moving and everything. And he's like, dude, you don't got to do that. He was like, all you got to do is just fucking tell them you'll make a post for them on social media and they'll do it for free. I got a company to do it. And then I was like, no, I'm not gonna sell myself to go make a post on social media for some company so I can get some money off of a fucking move. I'm not a piece of shit. And then these guys did such a good move, White Glove Moving and Storage. Shout out to White Glove Moving and Storage in Bayonne, New Jersey.
your house looks sick.
Pretty sick.
Looks like it's like a massive loft in Soho.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's a cool place.
It's all like marble I saw.
Yeah. Thank you, Chloe. Thank you, Chloe. Chloe was at my house last night. Don't ask
That's
me.
Right.
Don't
That's
ask good. Me how.
He was moving my box around.
Oh, yes, I was. I was filling her box up.
And then he labeled my box psycho.
I was going to say, like, is that the one labeled herpes?
Yes. No, they did a great job. And then I posted, because they just did a great job. I was like, they were fucking great. They were professional. I posted a little thing on social media, and then here comes Mike Feeney. Be like, dude, look who came around. And I was like, no, Feeney. I didn't do it because I wanted it for free. I did it because they did a great job.
Right.
And that's the way fucking life should be.
But you did it after the fact. So,
I did it after the fact. After the fact. I don't need a discount.
Yeah.
I don't need a discount.
He doesn't have to give all those white guy secrets away to you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you just, you know, if you give them that secret handshake and you comb your hair nice.
But I mean, look, there's, I could be doing that at all times. I could be trying to angle and get everything that I have in my life for free. But at one point, you just want to fucking do it. You don't want to fucking feel like somebody's doing you a favor. You don't want to feel like somebody's like, I like to feel like they should feel like I'm doing them a favor. They should go, oh, you're paying me. I work for you. Not like, oh, I'm doing this fucking discount job because he posted something on social media, which is crazy.
Yeah, but that's entirely how show business works.
Kind of.
You're just doing
Not
things
really.
For people.
Not really.
You're doing here. I'll put you on my show if you give me a spot on your show.
Do I think that fucking Pat Sajak is posting on social media about Pat Sajak? That's a celebrity that I thought of. That's the only celebrity I could currently think of.
Right.
Was Pat fucking Sajak.
And he posts. I doubt
he's posting about moving companies or about interior decorators. I bet he just pays.
He goes on a lot of rants about Jews.
The Sajak, of course he does. Like, he gets it.
Fucking Jews.
Does he really? Is Sajak anti-Semitic?
No, but he's very conservative.
Is he?
He is. He gets a little conservative on Twitter.
But Sajak these days. Is he still on Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And Vanna White, too?
Yep.
I'm going to say something controversial right now. They need to ex Dana White. Dana White.
Please replace Vanna White with Dana White.
Yeah.
But he has to wear the same ball gowns.
Yeah. I don't know how to spell.
So you want to guess a fucking vowel.
Yeah.
Then he just turns it.
The word is wife and he slaps the letters.
Yeah, no, Vanna White, they should get rid of that bitch.
They tried to and he fought for her every time.
Did he?
He kept her going because she aged out 40 years ago.
Can we see Vanna White today? Because here's the thing, they don't do any close-ups. She looks like a fucking ant. Like they make her look so tiny and far away because she still looks good from afar. But I bet you Vanna White does not look great these days.
No, I agree.
Can we see her?
Yeah, but didn't she just age with the audience of the show? Like who? That's who.
No, it's always been old people that have watched it.
Yeah, so if it's old people watching it anyway, it's probably comforting.
On this very date,
she looks good.
That this young lady walked into the studio trembling, and did her first Wheel of Fortune. And here she is.
Yeah, where's her broom?
My dear.
Thank you.
Aww.
She looks nice.
She looks pretty goddamn
she looks
good.
Pretty great,
for,
dude.
I mean, that's her 40th anniversary. So how old is Vanna White today? 61, 62. But she must have been fucking. She was a smoke show back in the day.
I bet you she was probably in her early 20s when she started.
She's
right?
66.
Yeah. She was 25 years old when she started.
Yeah.
It's good math.
Thanks, Chloe. Pull up Vanna White's first time on. She said, "I look not for nothing.
Beautiful woman,
still better looking than most of the Gas Digital female staff."
Would you?
Okay. Toy for
really?
Sure. Yeah, you would. You wouldn't fuck Vanna White. Shut up, Anthony.
It's probably so dusty and weird down there. It's probably just like a gnarled up piece of roast beef.
No, dude, I bet it's fucking great. I bet it's pristine. I bet you Vanna White's pussy smells fucking delightful.
Like a new car smell.
Yeah.
It smells like, what you win when
it smells like black ice, like those little trees.
It smells like black ice.
That was her back in the day, and that's her now. I mean, yeah, she was a fucking smoke show.
She actually looks better now than she did.
Shut
back
up,
then.
Anthony. You're
no,
trying to be
I'm backtracking.
Here we
I'm
go.
I'm backtracking.
Anthony Zanhauser, Mr. Controversy.
Yeah, what do you
here.
Want women to vote to?
Come on.
She's dressed better.
Nah, I really don't. Huh?
She's dressed more elegantly.
Is she,
now. I mean,
is
that was just the times, though. Like, yeah. they were.
Are there nudes available of Vanna White? I bet you there are, right?
Oh,
I bet you know she had a fucking suck, dude. to get anywhere.
40 years of turning letters. Yeah, she fucked somebody.
Yeah, she's fucking and sucking somebody, doggy. Back in the day, that was just par for the course for women. It's crazy. Like that whole Cassie Cow shit's real. Like,
by the way, it was so much. Like we are so far ahead. You know, in like early Hollywood days, studios would just own ladies. They would give you an apartment. You lived on the lot.
And a car.
And they would just send directors to go fuck you all day.
Hell yeah.
Well, 100 years before that, we stoned black people.
Yeah.
I know.
I can't do that anymore because Weinstein's locked up.
Would you?
Yeah, if he was around. So I'd get in like Hunger Games or something.
That'd be fucking fat though, right?
Shout out,
like,
Hot Dog.
You take one load for like Hunger Games. Like, I could do that too. I would, like, if he was into like fat guys.
All I would have to do is start drinking again for one day.
Just one day.
It would, you would have
smash
to
smash Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
But what I have to do, like, he's going to jerk off in a plant, and all he wants you to do is get naked. Like, just get naked over there. I'm going to jerk off in a plant.
Yeah, he's probably not going to fuck you.
No.
Like, not.
Oh, because I'm not hot enough?
No. I mean, I don't think physically he can.
No, Chloe, you're hot enough.
You don't think I'm hot enough?
You're very beautiful. But.
Chloe, you're hot enough to get fucked by Weinstein. Relax.
Yeah.
But
you're ugly, fat Jew hot, for sure.
I am?
Yeah. Like, no, as far as like guys fucking, like a fat ugly Jew.
You say a fat ugly Jew, you're particularly hot.
Yeah, you're not a fat
for.
Ugly Jew.
Oh, I was going to be like, get on a treadmill.
Well, yeah. She was really offended.
No. She was going to wait. She was waiting with
Chloe, what's going on? You're very low.
Pick up a Torah.
You're very low energy today.
I was just in Chicago for a weekend because I think I have a new boyfriend.
You have a new boyfriend. This always happens. You come in every time there's a new guy. Why do you think you have a new boyfriend?
He flew me out there.
He flew you. That doesn't mean anything. How many times I've flown girls out?
How many?
A lot.
Really? Like,
yeah, that's a move.
Are you going to make a book? Are you going to write a book?
How to Rape and Get Away with It?
You can call it whatever you want.
The Louis J. Gomez story?
I mean, that's what we're all going to be thinking. When you write it, you're like, okay, where's the rape scenes?
No, but like, if I've flown girls out that I didn't want them to be my girlfriend, yeah. I just, you know, I wanted to hook up with them and...
That's insane.
Well, I figured like this guy must have a big dick because if he had a small dick, he would have flown me first class. But he had probably a big dick because I was row 32C.
That's brutal.
Yeah, I was like
32C. That's
an economy dick.
Yeah, that's I mean, first class is also fucking. I'm not gonna
if
fly.
You had 32Cs, you would have been in first class.
Shut up.
So very often, flying a girl out, it's cheaper than fucking taking them out on a date. And then they're like impressed, like, oh my God, you flew me to New York. Like, this is fucking wild. Like,
Chicago is kind of a dark place to get
flown. Yeah, he flew you to a race war.
Yeah. It's literally a dark place.
Yeah. When you figure taking a chick out, like going out.
He paid for everything. I made him pay. I didn't pay for one thing.
Well, of course. That'd be crazy if he didn't pay for everything.
Yeah. And he snuggles. So I fucked a guy before that. And right after we had sex, he just turned around and I go, no cuddle and none. And this guy obsessed.
This guy's obsessed.
With
you're obsessed
cuddling.
With him.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
But what do you like more? Do you like a guy that wants to cuddle you?
For sure.
Because I give my girlfriend a nice angry back, right? So we do our thing. We're like, watch. I was like, all right, babe, I'll see you later. And then I literally turn to her. So
she just sees
my fucking shoulders. And then she touches me. I'm like, mm-hmm. I kind of grunt at her.
I hate that.
I don't like to being snuggled.
Well, this guy, he's 9 years younger than me.
9 years younger.
And he's a model.
Wow.
So.
A young boy.
Can I see him? Okay.
Let me see him, Chloe.
But he's got cash.
He's pretty hot. Let's find him.
And he's got some cash.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
And he's flying you out. He's paying for everything. Yeah, you want more of a rich guy. Chloe, just give me.
Just show him the cock.
I am looking for a photo.
Give me one photo.
I don't know who I sent it to.
I'm talking to the microphone, Chloe. Jesus Christ.
I don't know who I sent it to.
Who'd you send it to? Karen?
All right, here we go.
Let's see. Okay, he's a good-looking guy. It's just too
underwear ad.
Like effeminate for me.
Really?
Here, I'm just looking through Chloe's photos to see if there's anything else in here.
If you look through, yeah, do whatever you gotta do, man.
You want to see mine after that?
Chloe, you just have pictures of expensive buildings. I hate rich women. They're the fucking worst. How are they not? Let's see the screenshots. That's what you got to take a look at. See, Zach, what is she looking at in here?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Chloe. Okay, Chloe. Never mind.
Is he hot?
Yes, he's very hot. You're right, Chloe.
I'll show you one nude.
Sweet.
Of him?
But you can't show the camera.
Of you or him?
You can see both.
All right,
show him you.
Chloe rules.
This girl's all right.
You can't show the camera.
Chloe, I'm not going to show the fucking camera.
Can I ask you a question?
Years ago, there was tits on the internet, and people said they were yours.
Those were not mine.
They said they were yours.
Those were 1,000% not mine.
The way you reacted at the time, it made me believe they were yours, and the way you're reacting right now makes me believe that they're yours.
Absolutely not. Okay, this is dark. Okay. Let's see. I'm walking over so you can't look at more.
Dude, if this
I can't believe I'm showing you this. Want to know why I'm doing this?
I want to know why.
Because you didn't invite me to Skankfest yet.
So you're trying to get on to Skankfest by showing me your naked body?
How come you didn't invite me? You don't think I'm funny?
I mean, she figured it out.
I dressed like a whore the whole weekend for you, Lewis.
No, Chloe, I don't want to see your naked body.
It's not a naked picture.
Oh, what is it?
You saw
no.
it?
I saw it. I'm sitting right next to you. Of course I saw it. I can smell it.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Well, that's fucking slutty. I thought it was not going to be Chloe's body at all, then, how's it?
She hasn't.
Hell yeah.
A nice round apple butt.
Yeah, Chloe's got a nice butt. Hell yeah.
You hide it.
Chloe, just post that. Who cares? That's not even a nude.
That's
that,
a great.
You could literally post it on Instagram and nobody would give a shit.
That's
be your album cover.
It really should be. Yeah.
Sorry. That was a weird one. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, where's his picture? Does he have a nice butt?
So what's the offer?
Chloe's trying to get on the Skankfest.
I know. The fans are going to ask.
They really want to see Chloe at Skankfest. Maybe. Chloe, you know, it's not, you know, I don't book Skankfest, right?
He has nothing to do with it.
I have nothing to do with it. Rebecca and Christine do all of the booking of it, and I make recommendations here and there, and I can't make them do anything.
He just can't recommend
anybody.
Well, I have
a feeling you never recommended me yet.
I never recommended. I'll show you right now. I recommended
He recommended
last year.
Oh, yeah, that was
last year. You got me on Skankfest the day before.
That was last year.
All right, I'll sit around and wait.
All right, Clay, we'll figure it out. I, you know, Anthony, are you doing Senate? Are you doing Skankfest?
No, I can't afford it.
See, he can't afford it.
I don't. I live in a box.
I already booked a flight.
I can't.
Did you really?
I'm gonna book a $600 flight to make $150.
Yeah, I booked a flight 30A.
Let's.
That was funny.
That was good. I like it. Let's go to. Let's get some plugs. Let's get into it. We're gonna have a lot of fun today. Chloe, what you plugging?
I'm headlining DC Comedy Loft on May 22nd, and then I'm headlining Detroit House of Comedy on, I think, June 4th. Have a look.
Sick. Love it. Zen?
I got nothing.
All right. Zach Amico.
Hey, if you're listening live, tomorrow I'm in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, but you can't come because it's sold out, bitches.
Hell yeah.
But Saturday night, if you're in Brooklyn, I am doing a screening of my movie Hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm at Film Noir Cinema on Messerol Street. I'm doing the Q&A after. Come hang out.
Sick. Lots of stuff coming up, guys. If you're watching live tomorrow night, Las Vegas, Nevada, one night only. Me and Chris from Brooklyn, very excited, celebrating 420. And then this weekend, I will be at Wise Guys in West Jordan, Utah, right outside of Salt Lake City. Grab tickets for those shows. Also, Chris from Brooklyn. Then May 5th and 6th, Hyenas, Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be at the Secret Group in Houston on May 19th and 20th. May 21st, Lafayette, Louisiana. Then I'll be at Comics Roadhouse May 25th through 27th. Then I got Grand Rapids coming up, Chicago, Emias, Pennsylvania, and Detroit.
Hell
plus
yeah.
Legion of Skanks going on the road together doing a little theater run in New England, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, the Wilbur, and Foxwoods Casino August 10th through 12th. A combination of live stand-up, live podcasts, and some very special, extra offensive, untaped content. So you guys can't, no cell phones allowed. We're doing yonder bags for these shows.
Cool.
We're going to get funky. We're going to get crazy. Also, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Realize Podcast has nearly 1,000 shows that you can't get anywhere else. All ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Brand new merch coming out on merchengine.com. Go to merchengine.com, check out all the new Real Ass Podcasts and Legion of Skanks merch, and subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Yes, Chloe.
You can also see me at Skankfest Vegas.
Probably. Chloe will probably find her way there.
Probably in a box, one of your moving boxes.
Maybe. trying to fucking...
Relax.
Trying to relax.
I mean, you ran all the way here. You know, you're very late.
And then also, when I got here, I was going to only be about 15 minutes late.
And then what? You got to a fight?
No, then it was parking. Parking was a whole to-do.
Yeah. I don't know why you still drive in.
Then I paid to park, and then I realized after I got out of the car that I was in front of a fire hydrant, so I wasted the money paid to park.
Wouldn't it cost less money to Uber?
No.
Really?
Then I said, fuck it. I got to find free parking. I was like, I can't pay for parking twice. It was really grinding my gears. I was like, let me go down the block. And then there was all these garbage cans that were in a parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally just moved all the garbage cans out of the way and I parked there. So I don't know what's going on with those garbage cans now.
Yeah. Would you ever drive a Tesla?
No, I thought about renting a Tesla once and then I was like, how am I going to fucking charge it?
Yeah. Like, what about a G-Wagon? I see that for you with your new house.
A G-Wagon, maybe. I don't know. Why do people like G-Wagons? Those are like expensive.
Because they don't
cars, right?
Appreciate. They appreciate every year. They get more expensive.
They get more expensive.
Yeah, because they make so. They don't make a lot. Really? So if you buy one now, it'll never get lower in price.
Yeah, isn't it also
higher.
Like $140,000 or something?
Yeah, but.
Come on, Chloe, chill. Fucking chill.
I mean, Skankfest sold out in like 5 minutes.
That is also
You're
true.
Good, man. It's yeah. good to go. And those astronomically high prices for those tickets.
That is true.
These people are morons.
They're idiots. It's like, Shannon, can you edit? Shannon, edit, please.
Is that your?
Yeah, no. I'm not ready
they
for
put
a
in weeks at the bowling alley for those things.
You know, he recommended, but you recommended Bob Saget to come to the one in Houston, and he died afterwards. So
Gilbert Gottfried, too. Yeah. We killed Gottfried. We killed Bob Saget.
I can't believe
Trebek.
We killed Alex. He was there as well. That is also true.
That was the funniest death.
The funniest? Oh, who's the funniest so celebrity death? We should do our own celebrity death pool, right? They do those things, right? Is that offensive?
Sure.
Can we do a comedian death pool?
No, because it's going to be me.
How did, no, it's not going to be you. Oddly enough, it's not. He'll die before you.
How did Alex Trebek die? Why was it funny?
No, he just died of cancer.
Oh,
so funny.
It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. No, I think it's the irony. So it would be like Paul Walker dying in a car accident.
Oh, right. That's a good one.
And not that it's funny that he died. It's funny that he died doing a thing he did in movies.
Like the guy who invented or the CEO of...
Celino and Barnes.
No.
Do you know that guy died in a plane crash?
Yeah.
The CEO of Celino and Barnes was Jewed to death.
He was crucified in stone.
He choked on a penny. It was pretty wild, pretty ironic, ultimately. No, the Segway.
He drowned because he wouldn't take his bag of gold off his neck.
No, the CEO of Segway rode a Segway off a mountainside and died.
Oh, really? What about that game show guy who jumped off a roof?
Chloe, we're doing ironic deaths. There's nothing ironic. Like, what are you, fucking Alanis Morissette, fuckface? Say something ironic.
Well, kind of ironic was the guy, the alligator guy. What's his
name? Steve Irwin, dying of a stingray.
Stingray killed. Like, this guy
I'll
was
give
like,
it to him.
Well, he was dealing with crazy monsters his whole life. Look at this bitch.
Is it ironic? No, but is it fucking, is it worth a chuckle? I say so.
Is it worth it? It's still funny.
Is it worth a chuckle? Still pretty funny.
It's still funny.
Chloe, how do you want to go?
At
Skankfest.
Oh, at Skankfest?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just get some Fent.
A little Fent?
From Zach.
That's easy.
It's not bad.
It's easy.
Do you have Fent?
What?
You have Fent, dog?
No,
you're not
I
sharing
don't.
It?
No, I don't.
Zach, first of all, two things.
No, I don't have Fent.
You can't be fat and take fentanyl. You only
no,
get
I'm
to
not.
Have one.
I'm not taking
Pick one.
Fentanyl. I'm fat. Done.
No, I'm saying if we can get Fent, dude, let's lose some weight. Get funky.
I know how I'd want to die.
You can get Fent?
No, I would want to be like not drinking and be really responsible and then just get roofied by someone and die.
And then fuck to death?
That would be ironic. No, one time I roofied myself and no one fucked me.
You roofied yourself on purpose. I knew a girl that did that.
That's classy.
Same girl. I keep on bringing up the girl. Remember the girl that got a double team that I got mad at the other day?
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
She also roofied herself and got like...
Whoa, what?
Fucked.
You ever heard of the David Blaine sex position?
No, what is it?
It's when a guy's fucking a girl from behind.
And 15 black people get they go crazy and they run away.
A guy's fucking a girl from behind.
I like the Chris Angel. That's where I put it in and then I ask if she's ready. Are you ready?
So a guy's fucking a girl from behind and then without her knowing, his friend switches and then the guy was first fucking her goes out the window and waves to her.
That's not the David
Blaine. It's called the Houdini.
That's called the Houdini, yeah.
Well,
I guess the new school would be called the David.
That's crazy.
Well, what did
David Blaine is a Houdini, but you're autistic. Yeah.
The Louisiana lane changes when you go from butt to vagina.
Butt to vagina? That's just
standard.
Yeah.
No, you don't go butt to vagina. I'm literally, here's what happens. I've gone butt to vagina with a girl where I'm like, I was like, oh, she doesn't even know what's going to happen here. Like, she doesn't realize you're not supposed to do that. She was just like down to do whatever. And then I felt bad because I did know what was going to happen. And sure enough, a couple days later, she's like, what's wrong with my pussy? What's happening to my pussy?
You've been rattlesnake.
That 25-year-old wouldn't eat my butt because he said the last time he ate someone's butt, he got dysentery.
I mean... Good.
Is that true? Can you get dysentery from eating?
Why'd you look at me?
Yeah, it's like what you get in India when you get poop in your mouth.
By the way, there's a great move if you take a girl out for Indian food, and then take her home and then fuck her in the ass. It's called the sad pinata.
Mm. I like it. I like all these.
Yeah. The opposite of the Louisiana lean change is the dolphin.
What's that?
That's where you're fucking a girl from behind, and then you go to put it in her ass, and she goes, eh, eh, eh.
These are great, folks.
You got to start out with the Sanchez, and you work your way out.
Okay, let's take a quick moment to thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. Manscaped.com makes incredible below-the-belt grooming products, so your boys downstairs are having the best fucking time of their lives, baby boys. If you got a tax return coming in, well, let me tell you something right now. Make your balls and dick look and feel better with products from Manscaped.com.
Absolutely, guys. They have the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is the star of the show. It's the buzzer where everybody's talking about. It's got anti-nick technology. It works in the shower. It's got an LED light on it. They also have the brand new Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, also with skin-safe technology. And then they have like lotions and all this sorts of great smelling stuff so that you have the best pair of dick and balls on the block.
Love it, guys. Just right now, go to manscaped.com, check out their incredible line of products, and if you purchase something, use the promo code REALASS when you check out, and you're going to save 20% off plus get free shipping. Manscaped.com, promo code REALASS for 20% off and free shipping. Okay, where were we?
All right, so here, let's talk about some of these things. What is this video that's going around right now with a teen wrestler punching another wrestler?
Oh, I saw this yesterday. It made me so
mad. I have a new sex position. It's when a guy is fucking, it's called the Me Too. It's when first you consent and the guy's fucking you and then you start yelling help.
Oh, man. Been there.
When you start meddling as a comedian, a female comedian, but then you want a headline. It's called the Me Too.
No, how to headline is you should blow someone high up.
Right. Let's pull up this video.
Like in a plane?
Let's pull up this video. What is this, Shannon?
Good one.
There's Mike Vecchione on the bottom. Is that? Oh, that's just. But his ass was hanging out.
He was a shake his hand, and then he fucking laid him out.
Prison rules.
That's the mom?
Put your phone down, bitch.
He just punched him right in the face.
Why did he punch him in the face? What was the.
Because he beat him.
Lost.
Just because he lost.
Because he's Cobra Kai.
You see this sometimes.
Can we watch it again?
And it makes me so fucking mad.
He's a real ass. I don't got a problem with it.
Yeah.
Did he lose really?
Yes.
Did he though?
Yes.
You look at both these guys right now and say, who's the loser there?
The one who should be charged with assault.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, somebody won the match, but that guy won the day.
Yeah, dude.
Did he?
He did.
Yeah, that guy won the match.
No, he came off like a bitch.
You got punched, didn't you, when you were wrestling?
No.
Oh.
No, I got bit.
You got bit?
Yeah, I was pinning a kid, and he bit my tit, and he left the full teeth marks.
He thought you were the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, to be fair to him.
I was trying to smother him. I was literally trying to kill him. I was legitimately trying to kill him, and he bit me between the tits, and I had teeth marks.
Oh, my God.
He was fighting the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
It was
a big Arab kid.
It was the whole thing. Obviously poor sportsmanship, but, you know, once again, like, you're caught up in your emotions, you're fucking, you know, and also, look, he pays for it, right? He's going to be disqualified, probably banned from wrestling altogether, maybe get arrested, right?
It says that they think that the family is pressing charges. Also, that this match was for third place.
Oh, man. Well, look, it was either, he wanted his place on the little fucking podium, now he doesn't get the place.
Also, a lot of psychological problems happen with these wrestlers. We were talking about, are you cutting weight as a wrestler? I mean, these guys are out of their minds by the time they have to wrestle. And they had to go through all this shit. So by the time they fucking, and then if you lose, you're like, fuck, why did I even do this?
It depends on like what, you know, what it is. Like,
and losing at a one-on-one thing, too, is way different than a team loss.
Mm-hmm. Your family's there. Your coaches are watching.
You got dominated by someone your weight.
It's a frustrating thing to be held there, dominating. Like, you're like, he just let his emotions get the best of him. And, you know, it sucks. You watch that happen. That happens in, like, rap battles where somebody get, like embarrassed by the other guy rapping. And then he just swings because you just let go. Yeah, obviously it sucks. But good fucking punch, dude.
Right, it was good.
The other kid, I mean, learn how to take a fucking punch. You crumble like a fucking bag of bricks.
I mean, take that, white boy.
You ever done that thing when someone goes to punch you and you put your hand out and block it?
And grab it? No, I've never done that, Chloe.
Is that can you do that?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's possible.
Chloe, have you ever been punched in the face?
Yes.
By who? When's the last time you were punched in the face?
Like 5 years ago.
Why? What happened?
I was at a nightclub and I was smoking a cigarette. I'd already gotten in, so I was in the line inside smoking a cigarette. And then this girl who was banned, they're like, "You can't come in" to her. And then she goes, "I can't come in, but why'd you let that cunt in?" And then I look at her and I go, "Because it's you have bad skin." And
wow.
Then she punched me in the face.
She punched you right in your face. Mm-hmm. And did she have bad skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked like shit.
It was it a hard punch?
Yeah, it hurt really
it
bad.
It really hurt.
Yeah.
And what'd you do?
I was on ecstasy. Okay. So I kind of just let it happen.
Yeah. So it felt way better than it would have, actually.
Yeah. I was like, somebody touch me.
Wow, that felt...
She had an orgasm.
So and you had a bruise on your face?
Yeah, a black eye.
And did you try to fight back at all?
No, not at all.
That's crazy. I can imagine somebody just punching me and me just like taking it, not at least swinging back, swinging wildly. But that's just not how you were built.
I don't know how to fight. I only know how to choke.
Hmm. Just choke a bitch then.
Yeah.
Have you ever punched somebody, Chloe?
No.
Never?
Never.
Have you been punched more than once?
Yes.
So regular occurrence is you being punched and doing shit about it.
Yeah.
Dude, being the freedom of being a woman rules. Because like a man, like if I was ever punched and like I have the memory of not doing anything about it, I would play that over and over again in my head for the every day of my life. Mm-hmm. I would reenact that. I would go to a boxing class. I would start taking jiu-jitsu. I would fucking I would have to.
Who are you, fucking Jennifer Lopez?
I'd have to do something with that energy. Yeah, dude. Not without my daughter.
No, that wasn't the movie.
No, it is. That's what it is.
Okay.
I think it was Enough.
Yeah, not without my daughter. Okay.
I know that was Sally Field where she dated a terrorist. Yeah. And fucking, he like wanted to keep her daughter in Iraq. Right.
One of the best things about being a girl is when you get people to feel bad for you. So that's why you don't do anything.
Victim mentality is a real thing, mm-hmm. right? So it's who was saying this the other day? It was somebody articulated it so well. Oh, Chael Sonnen was talking about how like being a victim is like the most powerful thing today.
Yeah.
Right? He was talking about John Anik. I guess a fighter threatened John Anik, and John Anik didn't play the victim card. And he could have easily been like, oh, I'm a victim, and had that power and gotten all of that attention and gotten all of those accolades for it, mm-hmm. and he chose not to. So when you choose to not be a victim, mm-hmm. you should be fucking commended for it, right?
Yeah.
But women, you guys just fucking, you lean into it. You love it. You love being a victim. Yeah. Even though you, Chloe, maybe the most privileged person I've ever met in my entire life. Fucking rich, hot, funny.
Thank you.
Fucking, you. What don't you have? How are you ever depressed? I want to throw my coffee at you right now. You're making me angry. Imagine you had Chloe's life, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be living in boxes.
I'm thinking about it right now. I'm headlining.
I'd live in your house. It's nice.
It is a nice house.
It's real nice. I would like to see the rest of it.
Chloe, stop. I have a girlfriend now. She's really trying to get
this. Also, Louis, you have really good cheekbones.
Thank you.
I never noticed. I read an article. I read, and it said that the women who get like attacked multiple times and raped multiple times is because they have a victim mentality in their head. So if you live your life not as a victim, you won't keep getting raped.
Or do they see it as rape when it's really just the fucking, you know,
consent
gray area,
right.
A gray area evening,
right? Like you keep your door unlocked, or
it's like stop hanging out in alleys.
Well, I mean,
no. Actually, yeah, kind of. Stop putting yourself in shitty positions.
It depends on how you.
That's
define
what victims do. They put themselves in bad positions all the time, and that's why it
a
happens.
Lot of these women do.
But it's also like, how do you define sexual assault? Right. So, if I was a punk ass woman,
let me show you, Shannon.
I would say that I've been sexually assaulted multiple times. I have instances in my life where if I was like a small, dainty woman, mm-hmm. with the things that happened, like my friend's mother getting into the bed with me, or like just random, random shit that's happened. My perspective isn't that I'm a victim. My perspective is that's just like,
you're awesome.
My first experience that was like really weird. This club owner, came up to me after my set and he goes, "You're not funny, but I'd fuck you." And then he licks the side of my face.
Hell yeah.
And he was like an old dude, but I would never be a person that.
Wait, this is a comedy club owner. Today's day and age.
Yeah. A guy did that at a comedy club.
Wait a minute. Get out of town.
I swear. And a shitty one too.
How long ago?
Like 2 months ago.
In New York.
Yes.
A comedy club owner in today's day and age came up to you, said, "You're not funny, but I'd fuck you," and licked your face.
Yes.
Now, look, I'm not saying that it didn't happen, but I would say 10 years ago, that's probably happening every weekend to female comics.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I just want to get this clear. After your set, he said, "You're not funny, but I'd fuck you," and then licked your face.
Yes.
He's a real lefty.
He's got bad abs. You gotta give credit where credit's due.
It was funny because my one of my friends were there, and I was like, that was fucking weird. She goes, well, he only said I could give him a hand job, so he thinks you're hotter than me. Fuck you.
I won't say anything, because I know, like, I understand. You're not trying to, like, kick up dust.
No, I don't. I wouldn't want to make that part of my image that I'm, like, doing
this victim, right?
But it's a really, really shitty club in New York, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Just text it to me right now, yeah. And I swear to God, I won't say it. It's not my story to tell, so I wouldn't just say it.
Does his name rhyme with Pal Fartin?
No. It's like a shit club.
But those are also shit clubs, Chloe.
Because he eats everything.
I mean, I have a feeling I already know.
Texted you. Did you block me?
Let's see.
I'm thinking of a shitty comedy club. Is it like an established club in New York City, like a real club, or is it like a restaurant?
It's a shithole. It's a club, but it's like open micers. It's not going through here.
There's only really like five real comedy clubs in the city.
Let's see. I don't even know where that's at. I've never even heard of that.
It's a shit club.
Can I see?
I never even heard of that.
Oh. I know where that is. It used to be something else.
Yeah.
In the West Village. It used to be a place where a lot of comedians.
Whoa.
You're giving out the information.
No.
Come on.
No, that's very, very. There's so many places.
There are. It's one of the clubs in the Big Apple.
Okay. Which is part of the Big Apple.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
That it's fucking bizarre.
It's weird because I never thought I would care if I was assaulted at all. Because I'd be like, oh, that was nice.
Well, maybe that's why he looked at you. You were assaulty.
Yeah, right.
Then you gotta give yourself something.
I wouldn't.
You're the king, buddy. You're the king.
You were assaulty.
But afterwards, I actually felt gross.
Yeah, that's fucking.
I never thought I'd be like whatever. But then now for one second I understood like girls that are assaulted, and I was like, that was gross.
Yeah, I mean, why aren't you naming this person in particular?
I actually don't even know his name.
I
never worked that place. Just some old dude.
How old?
Maybe like 50, and he's just like. He just says creepy shit to everyone all the time. Like, all these girls come in because he gives them free drinks to go on stage.
Yeah.
But it's a shithole.
I mean, that's, look, you know, I do that to Shannon daily, but that's a bit. Like, we do it. It's a funny thing that we do.
And you're a comic, so it can be
funny. Was he doing a bit?
No, he's a booker, not a comic.
I'm just saying, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. He might have been doing a bit.
It kind
of
sounds like he was just goofing around.
Sounds like he was doing a bit, Chloe. And you don't. I'm just saying, because you're a female, you don't really understand.
I can't
comedy,
take a joke.
So,
yeah.
He
says your jokes aren't really my taste, and he goes.
But that is.
I was gonna be mad for you, but then I remembered I licked Vinnie Brand one time.
Well, who hasn't?
Yeah, that is pretty fucking crazy. I mean, I don't know the venue. My assumption
is really crazy.
It's one of these real like an LOL type venue where
small though.
It's disconnected.
Lots of licks.
It's like open micers hang out there, and then like people used to do like indie shows, then get shows, and they're all like assholes.
Maybe he was just trying to get to your Tootsie Roll center, Chloe. He's like one, two, three.
Fentanyl.
I think, well, you know.
Fentanyl. But is it one of these clubs that's disconnected from, like, the romantic side of comedy? What I mean by that is,
like. Pretty romantic.
Well, no, what I mean by that is, like, there's a club like LOL where it is truly a box in Times Square where their job is to pay comedians as little as possible, charge tourists as much money as possible, and completely disconnect from anything that makes the art of stand-up comedy special.
It's
or
a
cool.
Stupid little tiny woke place that open micers hang out.
Oh, it's like a woke place, but it's like it's.
Well, that'll wake you up.
And you know, it's kind of on the same level as like the Grizzly Pear. Have you heard of that place?
In fact, yes. No, it's not.
It's like a similar venue to that.
I got that.
It's a place we've actually all worked.
So, but is it a bar owner or is it a? See, here's what I'm
saying. He owns the bar, but he also books it. It's a bar restaurant. And then there's a back room that's a shithole. It used to have a downstairs, and it was where all the Laughing Buddha shit was.
I got it. Okay.
But maybe we should stop.
Maybe we should stop naming specifics.
Yeah, because he'll crush you in the business.
Do you want another nude or what?
You can't work this. You can't work this rape center anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, the reason I even say that is, like, fuck that guy. People probably shouldn't work there. And if it's not a real venue, it's not even a real fucking club, it's not a part of the real system, you know, there's literally no upside.
No, and I was thinking, the fact that you thought that those boobs were mine online is disgusting.
Me?
Yeah, you said that.
You thought you think that are you me-tooing me right now? I didn't think they were you. What are you talking about?
Oh, I was going to say, if you still did after the show, I'll sell you my real ones.
Chloe, chill. I have a girlfriend.
I just want to go to Vegas.
Chloe, stop throwing it at me and I'll let you go to Vegas.
She's really gunning for this spot. She's offered to show your tits and told the story about how she can take a punch and not do anything about it.
Here's the thing, Chloe. I can't invite you to Vegas. My girlfriend's gonna be there this year. If I can't invite you there, if you keep on throwing it at me, like, you have to be like, Lewis, I'm not interested at all. Throw it at my girlfriend.
Yeah,
sure.
Chloe, do you do lesbian shit?
No, I do.
That shit's gay.
Would you? Have you ever done lesbian shit?
Yes.
Have you ever eaten a box?
No.
Of chocolates.
Is that a black vagina?
Have you ever had your box eaten by a woman?
Yes.
You have, and you did not like it.
No, it's kind of like a rapey thing.
What do you mean?
Like, so we were getting fucked
up. You just got off stage. You didn't do very well. She was like, I wouldn't let you go back on stage, but I'll eat your pussy.
Yeah.
No, we were getting super fucked up. She was like really into making pina coladas, right?
Yeah.
And then I was so hungover the next day, and I was like, aren't you hungover? And she's like, no, I was just drinking virgin once the whole time. And I was like, wait, what the fuck?
And so she got you hammered. And
yeah.
She...
I didn't care. It was fine.
Yeah, but you enjoyed it. What happened?
Sure, it was great.
It was a good time.
Okay.
But I was like, I would rather hook up with a dude.
I feel like if I did that to her, it wouldn't be okay. You know what I mean? Like, if a guy was like, oh, I was just getting you drunk the whole time.
I sound like a bit of a pussy with all
today?
These stories.
No, you're not. Yeah. Can I tell you?
Not at all.
Oh, you've had all these stories for a long time. You've never really spilled the beans. We're pressing you on them now. You're actually sounding pretty fucking cool and borderline rapeable. Yeah. So, you know, guys in the industry.
You sound like a headliner.
Honestly, you sound like you've been through some stuff and you keep your mouth shut. And that's what makes a good comedian. That's honestly what it was. All you had to do in the 90s or 80s to be a good female comedian was fucking keep your head down, be funny, literally.
Just like, shout out to CAA, UTA, WME.
Shout out to UTIs after that butt to pussy.
I'm going to get a UTI.
Oh, we learned your cool trick. Hey, Lillian, bring Chloe a pina colada.
Okay, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoDelta.com. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you like to get high, and I know you do, you got to get your weed from YoDelta.com. They have Delta 8 THC, which is legal in basically 50 states, and it gets shipped right to your door.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found at hemp. It can be legally shipped to most states now, and it gets you really high. They have a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Once again, right now, go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your entire order today. Promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? All right, let's see. Let's go to this video of the mountain trying to attempt a 556-pound bench press, which, by the way, I started lifting weights again recently, and I thought I could deadlift a decent amount. I thought I was like, oh, shit, I can deadlift a decent amount of weight.
Okay. Like, what did you start out with? What?
It's bad. I deadlift 365 the other day. That was my max.
That's a lot.
Whoa.
No, it's not.
That's not a lot?
No. And then I asked people, I was like, what do you deadlift? And people are fucking, I'm a little bitch.
You could deadlift me.
I could deadlift you.
I'm just fucking out.
Just fucking bring her to Vegas. Hold on, it's just another ticket.
I'm just gonna go to Vegas, Chloe. Fine, you go to Vegas. Chill. Yeah, God damn it.
Jesus
stop
Christ.
It.
Just get her the fucking
journey. Jesus fucking Christ.
She's like, who do I have to blow?
Yeah, for real.
So, yeah, let's see, Shannon, let's see this. This is the mountain from Game of Thrones, right?
Yes. You have to really listen.
500 pounds.
He tore his bicep.
Did you hear it? It's his pec. His pec muscle.
All right, that's what I'm going to
hear. Oh, I hate it.
Let's hear it again. What a fucking sad.
Do we have an after photo?
I just have him with just with like a sling on. Oh, here you can see the bruising a little bit here.
Ooh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, did you ever see when Cody Rhodes did it last year?
No.
Can you look up Cody Rhodes bruised pec? He wrestled like this, dude. His entire one side of his body was like dark purple.
Ooh.
It was he is a monster for getting through. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, fuck that, dude.
Is that fucking bananas?
Talking about that neck tattoo?
That is so bad. It's so gross.
Is that just a bruise or like a rip?
He tore his pack off the bone lifting.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, I don't even, like, you don't know that that's going to happen. You're just lifting weights. I'm like, oh, I'm going to lift some heavy fucking weight. And then that happens.
Can you break a bone doing that? Or is there no bone there?
I guess it's mostly you're using, I guess, your muscles and your tendons, right? And then that's what's gonna rip.
Yeah.
You could crush your, I'm sure you can crush your chest with the 500 pounds.
Yeah, there's a sternum and there's ribs and things. But yeah, I that is fucking just brutal, dude. I get scared of like everything. Getting injured is the scariest fucking thing in the world. Now I'm dealing with two knee injuries right now. Yeah. I can't deal with another. Anything else gets injured, I'm just going to get fat and old. I'm sick of it. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was lifting weights. I was deadlifting. And it was just not perfect form. And I just, whatever it was, I just put it down and I just pinched it in a certain way. And I was out for like a month, like straight up. I thought I was going to have like a permanent back injury. So that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, you can slip a disc. That's really bad. You blow your back out. I mean, it's just many. And it's not because you're getting old. It's because you're. I mean, who told him he can bench press 500 pounds?
I mean, he's like the guy, right? He's like one of the world's strongest men.
Yeah, I think he won 1 year.
Right, but I mean, it's like, you know, you kind of have to know your limitations.
My brother broke his neck skiing.
Really?
Yeah, so he's a big...
Can I tell you, and this is nothing to do with your brother, people hurting themselves skiing, every time I go, good. Good. Good for you, you fucking rich, white, yuppie motherfucker.
Damn white people.
Yeah, but not him.
No, it's fine.
Other people. What happened? He was skiing? And,
he's like a professional freestyle skier, which is like the tricks, and he went off a 50-foot jump, and he kept doing it, and every time he would land, he would hit really hard that... His like discs would slip, and then one day it cracked, and he woke up in the morning and he had no feeling in his arms.
And he had just skied. Like, he went home that night being like, oh shit, dude, I'm fucking...
He felt weird, but then they went and it was cracked, his neck, and then they had to do surgery, and they went in through here. Mm-hmm. That's how they do it.
First thing I do is I jerk myself off.
Stranger.
That's my first instinct. Who's this? Who's this?
Is he a muscular dude?
No, not at all. He was really close to getting paralyzed.
But he's okay now.
He's fine. He still skis. Good.
That'd be rough, really bad if we were joking and he was paralyzed. In a wheelchair blowing a straw to move.
Jesus.
That's crazy. Breaking your back is crazy.
This poor kid.
People break their necks and they don't even know it. Like, they have broken necks for years and they're like they go to the doctor finally. And they're like, yeah, your neck's broken. It's like, okay.
Really?
Yeah, that happens to a couple people.
I think Anthony's just saying things right now.
No, no.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He's just saying things right now.
Well, why would you know? It's science, okay? If you want me to school you fucking plebes on science.
You're right, I'm not very scientific. All right, what's going on? Bridget Fonda, unrecognizable in paparazzi video. What is this?
All right, did you want to see the video first, or do you want to see what she used to look like?
Let's see what she used to look like. Bridget Fonda was hot back in the day.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy. I've seen this.
I have a trailer of It Could Happen to You, which we were talking about the other day. I feel like she's very pretty here.
You don't want to be with me.
What are you talking about? Huh? I love you.
She's also not really that pretty, to be honest with you. She's a bird bitch.
If you've seen her in that Tarantino movie, Jackie Brown, she was fucking hot in Jackie Brown.
She might look better without the bangs.
She's got thin bird lips. She's got a bird beak face.
Check her out. Just if you bring up Jackie Brown, if you look at her, because she's like in a half shirt,
if you
she's
told
really
me that
hot.
This bitch used to be a bird. And somebody put some sort of fucking spell on her. Okay, all right. I see that. But it's a hot bird. I'll give her that. But she still is the bird bitch there. Look at her fucking nose and mouth.
Oh, she's hot.
Take it easy, buddy. She's hot. She's good looking. Yeah.
She's good looking. But, you know, what are we doing here?
And she has boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to lick her face. That's what we're going to do.
All right, fine. You know what?
Fucking.
When you put it that way.
Maybe a shitty actress, but you know what?
Let's see.
Well, that's a bird bitch. I want to cover myself in newspapers. So shit on me.
Yes, Chloe.
Can I go grab the rest of my other Red Bull?
Yeah, you can do whatever you
Thank
want.
Thank you.
So I don't think she's coming back.
Show. She's not coming back.
She's not coming back.
It's over.
Joe, and play this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hi, Bridget. How are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Bridget, everyone wants
to God.
Make a move back into Hollywood.
No.
Is there a chance?
No.
People.
More like Bridget Fondue.
I'd say more like Bridget Honda. Bridge E Honda.
Bridge E Honda.
No pictures. No pictures. No pictures.
Is there any director that can convince you?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, dude.
Best of luck.
That car's about to tip over like the Flintstones when they put the rib on the side.
Ribbit Fonda.
Yeah, well, good for her. I mean, look. Dude.
Oh, Bridget Fondant.
Fondant.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did Chloe really not come back?
She's doing coke in the bathroom.
Is she taking a shit?
Did you give her the fentanyl?
No.
Oh, okay.
Fucking club. Fucking
we were bored waiting for you. We're just doing a little coke.
Were you
party.
Doing fent?
No, we absolutely were not.
Were you guys doing fent without me?
Were you doing fentanyl?
I promise we were not. We were
never. How would I even get fentanyl right now? If I wanted to get fentanyl, who would I call? First person.
Harrington. I don't know.
No, Harrington. Harrington would call me. Who's it? Shannon, who would we call for fentanyl? Our old OxyContin Connect?
I have another name in mind that I don't want to
say.
Chris
from Brooklyn.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to text him right now, dude. I'm going to text him and see. I'm like, hey, dude, I want to get some fent. Is that possible? And I'm going to see what he says. Chris, HSR.
Do you guys have a tissue?
Hey, dude, what are you doing?
Lillian, can you bring a tissue in here, please? Can we tissue for Chloe, please?
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
I was just pretending I did fentanyl. Oh,
okay. I want to get some fent.
Some fent? Is that what they call it on the streets?
You have a connect.
You can also call it Fenty.
This is how Fenty? You get Chris arrested.
Fenty.
Fent.
Hey, dude, want to get some Fenty. Do you have a connect? Let's see what he says.
I don't think. He's going to do the math and know we're on air.
Maybe.
He's a smart guy.
Let's see. Well, if he did, he'd fucking lean into the bit and fucking
that's true.
Show up with some fentanyl right yeah, now. It's yeah. like, yeah, it's for the air.
It's a total bit.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
We're having bits right
she,
now.
Yeah, she got really old and gross. She really let herself go.
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on?
And that's me saying that.
Hold on 1 second.
Do you ever look at that and you're like, thank God I was never hot?
Yeah.
Because that would be so much
know?
More disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, like, you peak at a certain age. Like, when you're young, like, you see, like actors and musicians and guy, like, a young, what's his name, other guy, Robert Plant. Still a real, like a lion. Or even,
John Cusack got ugly.
They get old, yeah. You get old and you get gross.
Yeah, but dudes, we age gracefully, right? Women, it's a genuine unfortunate thing for them. And I feel bad. It's just you hit a wall and it's...
That's why I don't want to date a 25-year-old.
Marcus, there's 20 of them?
No, because I'm 9 years older. So maybe in 2 years I'll just be not hot.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's also like, you know, I guess you can hold on to your hotness for a long time, you know, but it just, I'm not even saying you can't even like be with a woman that's older and not as attractive. I'm just saying like it sucks way more for women.
Yeah,
I just feel
totally.
Bad. We put so much emphasis on it. So even when I see like a fat chick, I just feel bad. I'm like, damn, dude, life is fucking rough for you. Life's rough for a fat guy. Being a fat guy, I've been a fat guy so many times in my life. It sucks. Mm-hmm. It sucks, but I can still just be hilarious and charming, and I can still be the man. You know, no matter
shirt off a lot,
dude. If a fat chick is hilarious, it actually makes her worse.
Imagine,
like, I don't want to deal with a fat funny bitch ever in my entire life.
When I do
beat
karaoke
it, you fucking...
and take my shirt off, everyone's pumped.
Yeah.
If a fat chick takes her shirt off during karaoke, everyone just goes home.
Well, all the things that make like a fat guy can counteract his fatness by being confident, funny, being successful, doing all these things. A confident, funny fat bitch is, I mean, please kill me. Like, I don't want to deal with your fucking confidence. I don't want to deal with your hilarious quirkiness. Like, just fucking beat it, you goofy whore.
Here's the difference between that is if a man is fat. It's and he's making jokes about it and he's funny. It's a party. Like this guy is truly a funny, happy guy. When a woman is making jokes about her weight, like on stage and stuff like that, It's tragic.
Yeah.
It's like, we know you're just dying on
it's
the
like
inside.
That mask where it says like, you know, it's like the troll mask where it's, you know, it says LOL and it's a smiley face, but behind it, it's like the eyes that are crying and they're all angry.
Right.
That is a woman every time she jokes about being fat. She's not actually happy about it. She's not jolly. She's very upset. She's very unhappy about it. And I do believe that a man can be happy with his fatness.
This is why SNL is not funny anymore, because it's all written by fat
women.
Old women. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's sad. It's like you watch it and you're like, these are just girls who were picked on their whole life by, yes. by other girls and met and guys who wouldn't fuck them.
And it wasn't something that made them funny. Like dudes that were picked on or like we had to learn to be funny.
Right.
Like we sharpened that skill because it was like something to survive. Like women, if they started being funny, it made people hate them more. There's nothing survival-y about a woman being hilarious.
Are you just assuming the writers on SNL are fat women because the head writer's a black guy?
Is he a black guy?
Shay.
Oh, Shay's the head writer?
Do you think hot girls are funny? Hot girls are funnier if they're hot, people are like, she doesn't count. She's just stupid and hot.
I think funny is funny at this point, especially because comedy is so,
so
prevalent.
Nice.
No, but it is. Like, there's so much comedy out there at this point.
I've never seen a hot, funny girl.
I've seen a few hot, funny girls.
Who's hot and funny?
Ali Wong.
If you like that.
What the fuck?
No, there's a bunch out there. I'm not gonna sit here and fucking lie to my audience, but they're out there, I'm sure. Chloe's funny. There she is. And hot. There we go.
Thanks.
Chloe's funny and hot. No, Karen Fian's funny and hot, and fucking Kim's funny and hot, and fucking, you know.
Other girls you didn't date.
There's somebody out there, I'm sure. No, but there's plenty of girls that are funny, and there's plenty of girls that are hot that are out there. It's not. I think back in the day when we started comedy, like there was like 100 chicks that were doing comedy. It was like crazy. Like it was a dude's fucking game.
Right.
And now there's just a lot of chicks that are out there.
A lot of them are not funny.
A lot of comics aren't funny. Totally. But people figured out the formula. You know, there are some fucking like legit real funny bitches out there. Like Jordan Jensen's hilarious. Maddie Smith is hilarious. Like legitimately.
Me and Faith Hammond, I think, fucking makes me laugh because she's fucking bananas.
She's weird. She's great.
Okay.
I'm not funny, maybe that's what it is.
I'm not there yet, but I'll get there.
You've made me happy. I mean, we're having a fun time. You're funny here.
Thanks.
Gotta be funny.
Enough about me.
Come on.
So Shannon, what happened with this? A flight attendant made a pregnant woman clean up some popcorn that her daughter spilled, and people are getting up in arms about this. Why?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So she's the wife of a Blue Jays pitcher. And then also her sister is like a famous country singer. So they're really making a big stink about it. What happened was the husband and wife and their two toddlers were on a flight. One of the toddlers dropped some popcorn underneath the seat and it went into the aisle. Here's a picture of it just so you can see what the mess was here. And the flight attendant came over and like gave her like some paper towels and a plastic bag for her to clean it up. And she is horrified that she was asked to pick it up because she's 5 months pregnant.
Just pause this for a second.
Is that the girl who stole the other baby's laptop?
I was at the airport recently and there was an Asian woman who she was walking her dog through the airport. Could have been Lillian. I have no idea. To be honest with you, I just remember it was an Asian woman with a dog. I have no idea. And this dog stopped and this dog pissed in the middle of the airport, like in the middle of the terminal. And then this fucking bitch took one paper towel square or one napkin square. That's all she had. And she put it in it. She dipped it up and literally picked it up. It was, dripping, just a whole pool.
Right.
She dripped it all over the garbage, threw it away, and then walked away from it. I had to stop myself from tackling this woman in the airport. It was one of the most rancid fucking things I'd ever seen.
It sounds like she tried to solve it though. Like she did.
Do you get more paper towels? You don't have one napkin, and then just put minimal effort in, and then let people have to walk through your fucking dog piss. I have to have my wheels dragged through your dog's fucking piss because you decided to have a fucking dog. You cunt. You fucking bitch. Oh, that makes me angry. I
didn't do it,
dude. I hate anybody with a
service dog.
Service dog. Anybody with a service dog. I don't believe you. I believe you've lied. I believe you manipulated the system. I believe you fucking bought your little orange service dog fucking onesie on the internet. And it's not even a real service dog. And I don't fucking believe you. Mm-hmm. Unless you're like a full-fledged, like, retarded person, you're in a wheelchair or you're blind.
Right.
Then I'm okay with your service dog. And then even then, I want to test them.
I could get a service dog because I have epilepsy.
You have epilepsy?
Yeah, so they can see seizures coming
out. Your audience has epilepsy every time you go on stage.
He's on fire!
Lewis doesn't know the difference between epilepsy and narcolepsy. By the way, that's how much I speak, Lewis.
You know when Zach opened.
No, she's flashy and bright, and that's what I was saying. So she makes her audience have like seizures and shit when she goes on stage. What were you talking about? Narcolepsy? Oh, like the sleeping. Oh, I get why you would say that. That makes sense.
No, they're having seizures, and everyone's like, "Are they coming?"
Yeah exactly. It's orgasms, seizures. I know. Don't tell me I don't know.
See, I do have problems.
You do.
I know about seizures. Spring, winter, fall.
No, like your main job opening for Lewis is just explaining his ridiculous fucking definitions of things.
Seizure. I love little seizures. Pizza, pizza.
Great seizures, ghost.
Seizure salad, hold the tongue.
Seizure salad is really funny.
Yeah, see, you have to say seizure salad, hold the tongue.
Hold the tongue. I like it.
That's fun. That's good, yeah. So you're funny.
You're pretty good.
Not funny.
Pretty good, Chloe.
What do you think?
So this guy, so this woman, the dog thing is just crazy. But this woman, her kid, look, part of what you're paying for is the service, right? Like, you don't have to clean up after yourself on a flight. They come around, they go, hey, do you have garbage? You have garbage? And I go, no, I don't have any. Because I've shoved it into the back seat behind me. Mm-hmm. And I want them to have to go and spend the extra time to fucking dig that garbage out with their fucking fingers.
Right.
That's what I want. Because the amount of money that they charge you for a flight is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. What airline do you fly?
Most of the time, United.
That one sucks now. Yesterday, I flew it 2 days ago. They don't even have screens or outlets.
That's a specific flight. So usually if it's like a regional flight, if it's not that far, they'll probably put you on a smaller plane.
But same with American. They didn't have screens. I think Delta's the only one that does it anymore.
No. You're wrong, Chloe. You're not understanding what I'm saying. If you take a United flight across
the country.
I only
fly private, yeah, so I didn't know.
Well, it was more so her husband also posted it with like a big shaming thing towards the airline.
As they should.
And then he said that they tried to reprimand the flight attendant.
Look, the flight attendant's job is to eat a little bit of shit. It's service. It's service. That's what your fucking
because
job
flights
is.
Are very expensive, though.
Flights are expensive. Whatever it is.
But it's not that cheap to fly a girl out.
It doesn't even. It's but no, it's not more expensive than fucking taking her out twice.
You guys are talking really about
not.
Me.
No, we're not talking about you.
Flying me out.
We're not. But no, flights are fucking crazy expensive. And it is. You're paying for that service. You're paying for and you've said it before, you call them sky waitresses. That is their job. It's their job to clean up the plane afterwards. If I fucking drop something or spill something, I'm not cleaning it up on a plane. That's absolutely crazy. Unless it's something so obnoxious that it's like, you know, just not like, I mean, if I sneezed and snot went over on the back of the fucking thing, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to clean that up. That's fucking rancid. That's my bodily fluids. It's not just it's not the natural wear and tear of taking a flight with a kid. Spilling some popcorn, or if you spill your soda or you spill your coffee while you're flying, maybe you're helping them. But at the same time, they should literally go, hey, don't worry about it, sir. Relax. You're paying to be here. I got it.
But I feel like there's more to that story because usually that's not a problem.
The
like
bathrooms get disgusting fast.
If you say
they never clean them during the flight.
Yeah, we'll have people fucking them too.
I do something gross on the plane. I always take my shoes off, and then when I go to the bathroom, I don't put them back on.
Sometimes I'll do that.
I walk with my socks.
And then I have to tiptoe around the piss and shit.
Yeah.
And I have to be like, ooh.
Well, I take all the paper towels and I throw them on the floor, like 20 of them.
Oh, my God. See,
I get
like, fuck you, Dad.
Yes. Sometimes I jerk off into the sink and I throw the paper towels into the sink. So then I come onto the paper towels, then I fold it up like a little bow and I put it right into the fucking garbage.
Do you ever vape on a plane?
Yeah.
Me too.
It's my favorite Samuel L. Jackson movie.
Do you
vapes
do it like
this? Vapes on a plane.
Or do you go to
this
the
motherfucker is vaping on this motherfucking plane.
I've had it.
Yeah, no, you go under the seat or you go in the bathroom for
like
a second.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there should be some sort of responsibility that the parent has with your kid's mess.
I know a kid.
I really feel like that if you're just letting your kid throw tons of popcorn on the floor, at some point you should either be like, "I'm sorry, I didn't even know my kid was doing this. I apologize," rather than being like, you clean this shit up. Like,
yeah, the reality is, if my son was dropping it, he would be cleaning. He's just a respectful kid.
Right.
Like, we would be. But it's not the flight attendant's job to come over and be like, here, clean that up. Are you out of your fucking mind, bitch? Are you out of your fucking mind, bitch?
Is that what happened, or was she being a real cunt? Was she also a cunt?
You know when you get on a plane and you find garbage from the plane before?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's called treasure hunting.
Or when people go to like Panda Express and they're sitting on the plane next to you and they're eating it during the flight. That's insane.
I don't mind that necessarily. If somebody, one time I had a guy.
I hate that when people eat in communal places, like you eat on the train and you smell the fucking falafel shit. Nother. I mean, it's the same thing. Like you're sitting next to somebody eating.
It's just, look, stinking. Sometimes people got to fucking work, doggy. It's a city that never sleeps. It's a city that dreams, baby.
Fuck.
You got to get from point A to point B. Sometimes I don't got time to stop and eat. I got to eat while I'm fucking getting from point A to point B.
Let's go to the bathroom and
eat.
Do
you guys drink a lot on planes?
Yeah.
No, not that much.
Or before?
I'll drink on a plane. I'll eat on a plane. I have no problem.
Like, do you drink more on morning planes?
One time I had a guy, he had chewing tobacco in his mouth.
Oh, God.
And he had a cup.
Oh, no.
And he had it like right between us.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
That would make me
it made me sick. Like, it made me, I could smell it.
Did you say something?
Yeah. I ended up getting up and I went up to, because I didn't want to make it a thing. Like, it was just, so, I mean, it's so obnoxious, though, to the point where, like, I should have said something.
Yeah.
But I said, I believe, if I remember this correctly, I went to the flight attendant and I was like, I don't want to make it a big deal, but could you please tell this guy to stop fucking
spitting?
It's kind
of a pussy move.
Well, I'm going to make it a confrontational thing, but the more I'm thinking about it, I might have said something though, because I'm remembering the guy, his reaction was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, that was so rude. And I was like, I kind of felt bad. So I might have actually said it to him. I don't remember now.
You sure wasn't like, yep, that's what I'm doing, all right, man.
It's like, oh, what, is Mexican got a problem with it?
I thought this was America.
This guy, I know my friend's dad, who's French, he was in first class and he lit a cigarette and he got charged $100,000.
$100,000?
For lighting a cigarette on the plane? Yeah. No. Yes, I swear to God.
No way that's the fine.
And one of my friends passed out on a plane from Xanax and they couldn't wake him up, so they redirected the plane and he got charged like $50,000.
I don't believe any of this.
It's true. I swear to God. Google it.
No, I believe that you believe this.
Google this shit. only 4,000?
Yeah, 100. Nobody can afford that, Chloe. I understand that from your perspective with your fucking rich parents, you're like,
okay, what about when the plane is redirected?
I don't think here's the thing. They can't, a fine like that, like a private company can't say you owe me an arbitrary crazy amount of money for something like that if you're not opting in for it. Now, if there's like a...
he lit 25 cigarettes at once.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it was like one of those old timey side trips.
Yeah,
it's a magician.
It was $4,000 a cigarette.
Chloe's really fucking fine out right now. Let's see. They can face up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 in fines for interfering with the flight.
I told you.
Wait a minute, but hold on. That doesn't mean. That means like fucking rushing the cockpit.
Yeah.
I don't think if you pass out because you're on Xanax, they can charge you anything.
No,
because they have to redirect the plane. You passed out. It's a medical thing.
You have an addiction. It's not your fault. You know, you take too much Xanax and you pass out.
Yeah. I mean, I believe you probably...
How much does it cost when a plane diverts? The U.S. passengers can face up to 20 years in prison and $250,000.
Yeah, but that's
I think that's if you're being thing. Like a monster.
That's like if you're fucking trying to 9/11 the plane. You're trying to rush the cockpit with a fucking
Or you're
knife.
Like drunk and start a fight, maybe.
Also, I walked in the other day. Let me tell you something. Can I make this very clear?
Yeah.
I was on a plane the other day with my dab tool, a very sharp dab tool. I could have easily used that to stab the fuck out of flight attendants.
Yeah.
Right?
You could. So. I mean, and everyone was expecting it, too.
They just let it go straight through my little dab tool.
Have you guys ever seen someone, like, start a fight on a plane?
No, but I did see, I was going to save this for Skanks, but we're sort of on the topic now. Maybe we'll talk about it on Skanks too. Shannon, pull up. There's a video of a black guy losing his mind because there's a baby crying on a plane.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Fucking rules. And I think there's a bigger conversation there about whether or not, like, what you got to do with your baby if your baby's crying. If here's the thing.
They should have like muzzles for them they cry
into. If your baby, if you're doing
like a soundproof cube. Mm-hmm. It goes over the head.
If you're doing nothing, Apple for will the make baby.
It. He says he heard a baby crying. Yeah, and he was like, I never heard that sound before.
I'm listening.
If you're doing nothing for the baby and it's just crying, like, and you're ignoring it, I think you should be actually murdered. I think they should kill you in front of your child.
That's a big thing.
That's fucking crazy.
Sometimes you can't stop the baby from crying. you can do the everything you can, but if you're not addressing it,
well, that's called the Gerber method. When you don't do anything, it's called the Gerber method. When you don't like say anything to your baby,
the cry it out method. But that's not on a plane when you're dealing with the people. That's at night. So the and I don't even know, is it the Gerber method, but the cry it out method.
My baby cries when it sees Jews. That's
did
the
you
Gerber's
ever have
method.
James cry on a plane?
What
did you ever have James cry on a plane? What'd you do?
I rocked him. I
punched him right in the fucking jaw.
I rocked him. Yeah. Rocking like a hurricane.
You grabbed his mouth. You're like, shut the fuck up.
Stuck in a holding pattern for weather, and an SWA passenger is losing his mind over a baby.
WA passenger loses his mind over a baby.
Sir, in all fairness, you were 20 minutes late.
look at the guy.
Pause it. So here's the thing. Here's what's going on. And I, in a weird way, I feel for this passenger. So they're, and I'm, I know, I, whatever it is, dude, I can empathize with this guy because he's just at the end of it. He wants to go on vacation. The plane's delayed. You're, and if you don't fly a lot, like I fly a lot now, right? And I still have very little patience, but if you're not flying all the time, You're on the thing. It's 45 minutes. You're waiting to leave. They're not giving you any information. Like, we'll give you more information when we have it. Sure. Bing. And then there's a baby right in front of you going, blah, the whole time. And then at this point, you got to go like, hey, can you make your baby be quiet? And then they give you an attitude. Now you're arguing. Now they're coming going, sir, please be quiet, sir. Please, you're being loud. You're like, I'm not being loud. The fucking baby's being loud. Right. How about you tell the fucking baby to shut up?
Right.
Sir. I get it.
Yeah.
But baby shouldn't be allowed in first class. That's a good rule.
Yeah, they should sit in economy. If you sit in first class, they should sit like.
Do you ever fly first class now?
Yeah. Here's the thing. We were all at one point.
Babies.
A baby. We were all babies. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. That's what you have to sort of give yourself to. And you go, I'm not going to fucking lose my mind because there's a baby crying. It sucks. Right. It's annoying. It's irritating.
But it causes problems because if you had your baby with you, James was a baby and he can't stop crying no matter what you're doing, and some guy is standing over you with your baby in your hand yelling at you.
It's a very vulnerable moment.
You fucking go crazy.
Oh, no. Then I'd go crazy. Yeah. Right. So The whole thing sucks. The whole thing sucks.
Yeah.
But, and I'm saying, obviously, this guy needs to get fucking control of himself, right? We were all babies at one time. He can't do that, obviously.
Right.
But I do understand his frustration.
Sure.
Because I've been there before, especially before.
Why does baby in the sky?
I ain't seen no stork. Only time a baby's supposed to fly is when a stork drops it off. He's just so frustrated, and then I think the indignation, why he gets so upset, is because they tell him to be quiet, mm-hmm. and he just can't wrap his mind around how they're telling him to be quiet. You just hear, keep on playing the video, you can hear in his voice, he's just like, no, tell the fucking baby to be quiet, and he's just saying that, and everyone's like, sir, you sound like a lunatic, but he's disconnected from it, and I just understand where he's coming from in a weird way.
Right.
I'm not screaming. You want me to scream?
You are screaming.
You want me to scream? Don't fucking scream. Please stop the baby. Please. That child was a black baby. What the fuck would be happening?
If that child was a black baby.
Wow.
You're a boss.
You're not in Florida
yet. You can't do what
the
fuck you feel.
Aww. Yeah, the whole thing is unfortunate. You know, it's, you know, you gotta fucking chill, doggy. You can't go out and start screaming at babies. You just can't do it. I mean, I get it. I understand his perspective. We've all been there before. Every single person has been in that situation. Whether you're on a plane, a bus, something else, there's a fucking little baby screaming and crying. I mean, so I've had it where it's been a Jewish baby, and you gotta accept that. And you're like, okay, I'm just
learning to communicate.
Well, not really crying, more of like a complaining.
Dude, I know. There was a Hasidic fucking woman who was changing her baby.
This fucking makes me so mad.
At the seat, her shitty baby diaper at the seat before taking it off. And I'm like, literally, the whole plane stinks. And the flight attendant comes over and was like, hey, you gotta. And then just sort of like this blase, like, oh, well, whatever. Like, just a. Yeah. I don't want to be anti-Semitic or say anything hateful.
Well, I've had very often people be very rude. Be Hasidic very, very Jews rude. Mm-hmm. Very mean.
Scourge of the plane.
They need to fix themselves. That's not a me thing.
Yeah.
Why do I got to tiptoe around Hasidic Jews when they're constantly acting all fucking wonky?
I'm so glad mean. You opened this can of worms.
Dude, there's such a great line. And did you ever watch Oh Hello? The play.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I've
seen Nick Kroll and John Mulaney. Yeah. They're old men. They're doing the rules of the theater. And they go, as far as your hats and coats, act like a Hasidic Jew on an airplane. Put your shit wherever you fucking want.
Yeah, they hate that. Shuey's got some great jokes about that. About like, sitting he's like,
oh, is that a seat for someone or a place for your hat?
Yeah, yeah, it's true. They don't, again, they're like that everywhere. Like, you go to hospitals, they think that they don't have to talk to you. They don't have to associate with you. Like, you're a piece of shit to them. You're not real people.
They cut you online.
Yeah.
They all, well, a lot, they run if the it's banks. A big family. They all get on the plane before they're called, and yeah, they take whatever seat they want.
Together, and then they
buy individual seats.
Not
all
to
over
generalize
the plane.
Everyone, so you don't get canceled. Right?
No. This is Hasidic Jews do it every time.
Yeah,
every time. But they will buy. They don't spend the money.
Seats
they buy
all over the plane.
They sit together, and then you come on, and then
they pretend to not speak English.
They go,
and then the dad. Because if you try to speak to one of the women, like, you're in my seat.
The man,
no, I will take care of, no, my friend. And then...
That's kind of Indian.
No, it's fine.
My friend, please.
Yo, buckle.
Babook. Ugh.
And then, because I had that once where there was a Hasidic Jew lady in my seat, and I was like, listen, this is clearly my seat. And the girl goes, you know, no English. And the flight attendant is like, you have to move, this is a seat. And she goes, but I must sit with my mother. She was like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just won't take trains. That's the problem.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this one. This has been fun. Always fun. Chloe LaBranche, Anthony Zenhauser, you guys fucking rule. Support these guys and everything they do. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have a good night. Peace.
Thank you.
That's all, folks.